Jennifer Higdon never intended to settle in Philadelphia, but it has never occurred to her to leave.
A lot of young artists think they have to move to New York in order to make a go of the arts, but I have found that's not necessary. And I think that I came at a time when the new music ensembles were starting to blossom. The Philly Orchestra was starting to do more new music, and there just seemed to be some sort of serious energy going into making music around here.
Some of her works specifically reflect Philadelphia life, such as a piece premiered and recorded by the Network for New Music, titled Wissahickon Poetries. Two of her breakthrough orchestral works were locally commissioned, Blue Cathedral by the Curtis Institute, and her Concerto for Orchestra by the Philadelphia Orchestra.
I think being near Curtis has been a huge... When I think about all the pieces that I've done for people who graduated from Curtis or classmates or former students...
But it hasn't all been rosy. At Penn, Higdon's neo-tonalist stance didn't sit too well among some of the faculty members. One of them was so at odds with her aesthetic that he tried unsuccessfully to keep her from graduating. However, conductors Wolfgang Sawallisch and Christoph Eschenbach have championed her works here, and she also has a huge fan in the orchestra's new music director, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Working with him was fantastic. When they did the Concerto for Orchestra again last year, that was incredible.
And there aren't that many classical composers who are local celebrities.
I was walking down the street one day and someone said, "You got a review in the paper today." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you." And people walking their dogs.
So although she was born in Brooklyn and raised in East Tennessee, Jennifer Higdon is today Philadelphia's hometown composer in residence.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.